Welcome again to another episode of the C-List Villains. I'm your host, AJ, and tonight it is Red in the building. Good evening, sir.
All right, big news, everybody. We dropped the podcast from our name. So we're not just the C-List Villains.
Yeah. CLV. Well, CLV show, that sounds better than C-List Villains show. It doesn't flow right.
Yeah, CLV. CLV show. It works. I like it because we're no longer just a podcast. We're now in multiple platforms.
Well, you know that YouTube, they still call it podcast, so I mean,
yeah, but we're also on StreamYard, and then StreamYard is starting to do video, and then I don't know how that gets distributed to the world. I'm still trying to figure that part out, but you know, we're all sharing on most social media platforms. It's a good time. Yeah. It's a good time to be alive when technology makes it a lot easier to distribute your stuff.
Yeah.
Unless we start our own Pornhub.
No.
Our own MFC, OnlyFans.
I don't know about all that. Well, I mean, hey, you're more than welcome to.
Soon.
How's your week been?
I'm beat. But you know what? Show must go on.
I'm pretty tired too, but yeah.
Yeah. Took the night off and Luke is going to go crabbing. And you know what? That sounds like a good plan tomorrow because it is the season for crabs. And, you know, before we reach May, that's when the crabs start spawning and start losing all that fat because they start making babies. For the next 4 months, May, April.
No. Let me ask you something. May, do you really know this, or are you just saying this? Because you tend to say things that sounds correct, and then later on, like, no, that's not actually correct.
That's correct. It's correct. Crabs get fatter during months without R. Same thing for most shellfish.
Okay.
You don't know that, huh?
No.
That's why you never get shellfish during the months without R's, because they're... You can still get them, but they're not as fat. And what a waste of money if you get a skinny ass fucking oyster. Hey, Miso, what's up, Herbs?
What's up, Herbs?
Yeah.
What you opening up over there?
The price of seafood's going up. I got me a couple books from our friend of the show, Chris Spencer from Gator. Gator Comics.
Almost everything is going up. That's what sucks.
Yeah. Well, seafood. I mean, seafood is like the main staple since we're like part of California. Since we're closest to the shore. So if you're a fan of sushi, sashimi, all you can eat seafood platters, man, it's just, you better enjoy it now.
I mean, they're going to start farming it eventually, and that's how we're going to
eat it. They are with salmon, tuna. I know sturgeon's being farmed for caviar. And, I know crabs and shrimp too, but, you know, they're better off from the wild.
Well, everything's better off in the wild, yeah. But
you get consistency if it's farmed.
As long as it's farmed well.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Because if the whole batch goes bad because they get a disease and you lose that batch, disappointing. But yeah, that's the only consistency you get is at least you got a batch, another batch behind it.
Well, show off what you got.
I forgot what they called, but I got a glare. So,
is that the Radiant Red or something like that?
Yeah, Radiant Red. Yeah. So he gave me all the variants. That's blurry, but I'll post it on my social media. I'll post the cover. So thanks to Chris on that because he was giving a pretty good deal with it. I think it was like a buy two of the variants to get a free book, and the free book ended up being the 1 in 50.
Oh wow!
Yeah, lucky me.
Well, the big news for today was Nova, Red, your favorite hero, Yep,
my like boy.
They're moving forward with a Nova movie.
Oh, show, most likely show.
And Nova live action eventually.
Finally. Yeah, eventually. And we were trying to figure what's going to be with the next Guardians of the Galaxy show or movie, and maybe even show up during the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. But you know, since we already got that taste of it in the first Guardians of the Galaxy with Day, played by what's his face, the John C. Reilly, and you know, but they were
supposed to be, the Nova Corps, right?
Yeah, Nova Corps. So supposedly they were wiped out by Thanos. I'm really hoping that they give off more of a backstory with maybe he's a sole survivor, or you know, just like the Green Lantern, where
yes,
I guess they're being hunted, and then one of the Nova helmets lands on, you know, Rich Rider's backyard, and he becomes the new Nova, and then rebuilds the Nova Corps.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about also. Which Nova do you want to star in its own solo movie?
Oh, definitely Rich Rider. I like Sam Alexander. He's a good guy. But you need to work on the origins with Rich Rider.
Got to go with the OG?
Yeah, you can't work with Sam Alexander. Because he's you know, he's next generation, but he never had that full origin story. As Rich,
and who would you want to act as Richard Rider? Did they ever call him Dick Rider?
Yeah, that's like a more tongue in cheek name for Rich. That's why they never call him Dick. Like, how do you get Dick from Richard? Very carefully. You know, for me, because I had such a man crush on this dude, I'd say Jensen Ackles. But I say Jensen Ackles all the time, even for like Wolverine.
How old is he now? He's like 45.
He's like our age. He's our age. So he's around 45, 43.
Young enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If not, it'll be his other partner. It'll be Jared Padalecki, because he's got the height for it too.
What about, hear me out here, hear me out. What about what's his name? The High School Musical dude. What's his name?
Oh, that guy. The one up from Bad Grandpa. Fuck. What's his name? I know what you're talking about. High School Musical. Let me get the name real quick. High School Musical, and that would be, come on, let's go.
I'm looking it up too.
Give me a name.
Zac Efron.
That's I could do it. I could accept that, Zac Efron.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, the movies I've seen him in, he's, you know, he's funny and he can play serious, right? So
yeah. I won't disagree with Zac Efron. It's a decent pick as well, right there. I mean, a lot of guys. What's Clint Eastwood's son?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy. He's good enough for it too. So, as long as the story's great, I think any white guy will play Dick Rider.
Okay, all right. You know who? Now that we're talking about actors and all that stuff, I just want to say. I remember when Zachary Quinto was like the go-to, we thought the next nerd actor that was going to blow up. Like, he never really got, like, other than the Star Trek franchise, he never got that, like, that breakout. Like, we thought he was going to be some sort of superhero.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if he was being picky with his roles. I mean, he did one for AMC as a vampire, and that series is still ongoing. But he never, his star stopped shining, at least in the A-list part after that. So it's either he was hard to work with, or he got pigeonholed as playing Spock.
Yeah, that was one guy who I thought we were going to see in a lot of movies. And that he was going to get roles in like Marvel or DC, but especially after Heroes, you know?
Oh, but Heroes was a was a dumpster fire after season two, and you can't blame the actors. It was the writer's strike during 2006 or 2007, and I mean that's where a lot of the shows had to cut their seasons in halves because every one of those writers went on strike.
Yeah,
you could tell. Go to The Office season four. It's only, I say, 15 to 17 episodes when a regular season would be 22. It was really cut down.
Herbs is saying, I'm not sure what this is all about. Same, but I did see DDP and Guardians of Justine Wild. What is that? Is that Diamond Dallas Page?
that's a what? I don't know that. Good callback for Diamond Dallas Page. Nah, I think he meant Day from the Nova Corps. Yeah, he was on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
I have no clue what he meant. Guardians of Justine.
Oh, you know what? That was the porn. That was the porn.
Oh. Okay. Oh, he's talking about an adult movie.
That must have been it.
Because I was like, oh, Diamond Dallas Page was in Guardians of the Galaxy?
And maybe he's talking about double penetration.
All right, sorry, Herbs. I did not catch on to that joke.
No, he's probably being serious about it. It's on Netflix. He plays Batman. We'll have to check it out. We'll have to check it out. Along with our other homework, which was to watch The Adam Project.
Herbs, you know, I put out to the question, what do they want us to talk about? He said, what do y'all recommend to watch, read, binge? You know, Apple TV, Severance, and For All Mankind. I don't have Apple TV. I recommend to read. We talked about it a little bit the last episode. I suggest reading The Trades for East of West by Jonathan Hickman and Nick Dragota. It's kind of like a Western sci-fi. And deals with like the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. So if you're looking for a good comic to read, that's a good one. There's actually 10 trades. So that's roughly like 50 to 60 issues. It's a good story. What do I recommend to watch? What have I been watching? I didn't watch The Adam Project, but I did watch Free Guy. That's a pretty good show or pretty good movie. And if you don't think Marvel can pull off a PG-13 Deadpool, watch Free Guy, because that's essentially the writer, the direct, well, I don't know if it's the writer, but the director of Free Guy will be directing Ryan Reynolds in the next Deadpool movie. So check it out. What about you, Red? Anything you recommend?
I recommend you finish up Peacemaker, and then you're trying to trudge through that.
I'm trying, but, man. I'm trying.
But I freaking killed the second season of Demon Slayer in the weekend.
Where did you watch it?
I finally broke down and bought a Funimation subscription.
How much was that?
$100 for the year.
Okay, I'm thinking about doing it myself. Yeah, because you can't watch it. It's not on HBO Max. It's not on.
It won't be on Cartoon Network neither. It's not gonna be a Toonami because it said the license got too expensive that they won't be able to purchase the season two.
So was it everything you were hoping for?
I was hoping for a little bit more when it came down to the end of the season to give us a little update on what's going to happen to the next season, like they did with the previous season. But everything else lived up to the hype and even more. So it's a must watch for anime lovers. Demon Slayer season two.
Okay,
what's up, brother John?
I'm thinking about maybe just getting a month subscription on Crunchyroll just so I could just burn through it in 1 month.
So I think they're just a partnership with Funimation because there's certain titles that can't cross over the streaming services, and Crunchyroll is great because they have more selections. But I think Funimation is faster on the dub episodes.
Have you watched Attack on Titan?
That's next. I think the first episode of season 4 just premiered like last week.
No, it's been the final season's been on for quite some time.
I know, but the second half that they were kind of dragging for like 8 months.
No, the last they were up to like 6 or 7. I've been watching it.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's probably the next thing I'm gonna watch.
They're gonna. Honestly,
I didn't get to watch season 2 because I didn't know where to watch it. They didn't have it on Toonami at all.
Okay.
So I'll have to go back and watch season 2 because I watched all of season 3.
Season 2 kind of drags, though, because it gives a lot of backstory stuff. I would say season 3 is where it starts to pick back up again.
Yeah, but switch animators on season 4.
Season 4 has got some good animation, though. I do like the animation on season 4.
It's a lot cleaner. Since they have to look older anyway, and you know that whole was it Levi's uncle?
Yeah,
I forgot his name. Yeah, that guy. That whole fight scene right there was cherry. It's nice.
Yeah, I mean the theory that what everyone's guessing is with Attack on Titan, they're gonna stop it. They're gonna stop the show. But that's not going to stop the they're going to finish it off with a movie. So the anime TV show is going to stop at a point where the rest of it is going to be completed with a movie, which makes sense.
Son of a bitch. Now I got to wait for that too.
Well, you got to think about it, right? That means probably the movie, which could be, I've heard it could be up to 2.5 to maybe even 3 hours. It's all going to be all action because everything else is all build up. And then the movie is going to be the final showdown with everything that.
Well, it's just going to be Mikasa beheading Eren. Sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, that's true. I think everyone knows about that. Yeah.
If you read the manga, you know what happens in Attack on Titan. No need for spoiler alerts for that.
Yeah. Oh, also I recommend if you like good anime stories, I mean, the art isn't the best, but I think I've mentioned it before, Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah, but I haven't spotted on Funimation yet. Is it okay on Netflix?
I think it is on Netflix actually.
All right.
But yeah, Tokyo Revengers.
Oh, forgot. What's that one Filipino anime we watch on Netflix? Tressé. So if you guys have Netflix and want to get to know about the Filipino genre of monsters, yeah, so that one's a good watch as well. It's written and directed by, what was his name? We had him as a guest on the show. I feel bad that I forgot his name. I'm just really bad with names.
It's Budget.
Budget
Tan, right?
Yeah, Budget Tan, yeah.
Budget Tan, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had him a couple months ago. It was like a Saturday interview, and then that episode's on this channel as well. Just look it up for Tressé interview with Budget Tan. Yeah. It's a great watch. The animation's kind of Batman the anime series type, like.
No.
A little bit of anime. Kind of, not boxy, but
I see what you're saying. It's very it's not like hyper.
It's not fully detailed, not fully action, but it holds up.
Yeah. Speaking of TV shows, Halo TV shows coming out.
Paramount Plus only. Let's take a look at this. What the Halo fans call a garbage fire. Hold on, let me
pull. Oh, everyone's saying it's a shitty trailer.
No, they're saying the show is shitty because you know it doesn't follow the video game, and the director was asked like, did you take any elements from the video game? He said no, we didn't use any elements from the video game. But let's take a look. If you're a big Halo fan, fill us in, because I have no clue what's in Halo. I've been a Nintendo and Sony, you know, diehard.
Yeah, I just know Major something. The guy's Major something. I don't know.
Yeah, Major Payne. Let's play here.
There's something out there. Just beyond our reach.
It's like opening your eyes.
Looks cool so far.
For the first time, after living in the dark.
Your rage blinds you.
Rage? It's all I have left. The Covenant will not stop.
What else are you willing to sacrifice?
Everything. What's the point in saving humanity if we're going to give up our own?
I'm interested in finding a way to be less reliant on Dr. Halsey moving forward.
The truth could bring us all down.
There is something within us. Something sacred. Something worth protecting.
I have no clue who any of these characters are, or I know nothing about this. Well, that's cool, whatever that scene was.
Silver Team, on me.
And that's the main
protagonist. Master Chief.
Master Chief, that's it. Was it major something? All right, so that's that is the Halo trailer. I never played Halo in my life. With that being said, I'm not hating on the trailer. It looks decent.
I played the first generation, and I saw the Jeeps that they ride, and the costumes look correct. Some of the weapons are correct, especially with the three-bladed side that goes to the wall. We should bring on a Halo expert to really give a proper critique of the trailer and the show. Because it, from a 40,000 foot view of the trailer, it looks good. It looks solid enough to be a decent show on Paramount Plus. And we're talking about Paramount Plus that gives out that does like the Picard show, the Star Trek Discovery,
Yellowstone, right?
The Yellowstone, it's a solid studio owned by Viacom, CBS, That studio that which also owns CW. Yeah. So I think they're trying to get away from the whole Warner Brothers DC kind of deal, but that's the other side of that coin with the Paramount.
Right. Yeah, I mean I don't have Paramount Plus, first of all, so I know nothing about any of the shows, but I mean, it seems like a solid show enough. Wait, do you have Paramount Plus?
No, not yet. Not yet. I've been hemming and hawing about getting that too, just to watch Picard. But after playing the first Halo from the first Xbox, I mean, it's just your generic first-person shooter. You know, just like what we played with Call of Duty and what was the one you guys have LAN parties for?
Counter-Strike, man.
Counter-Strike?
Counter-Strike was the best. I would have tore up people in that game.
And you know, you capture the flag, you I guess you beat a certain number of enemies, and it got better when the whole internet connection started getting better, and then people will start fighting each other on there. It's I never knew that kind of story because I only played the versus portion of Halo and never the full on story.
Well, I think that's what everyone does, right? Everyone plays everyone gets these games for the multiplayer. They don't get it for the story, right?
I played Grand Theft Auto for the story.
But that's not a multiplayer game. That's not a game that's known for multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah, it's not. Well, now it is because it's on the servers for Rockstar. But yeah, the first iteration of Halo, yeah, definitely it was mostly for the versus and then a small emphasis on the story mode.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us, E-Man? Come online and tell us how much you hated Halo.
Wait, E-Man, did you hate the trailer or did you hate the game? Because E-Man is he's the gamer here, so I'm assuming he's played Halo.
I don't know. I forgot what consoles he has at the house, but whatever he's played, if he hates whatever property is Halo, then I'll just take that. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at the user reviews. Let me pop it in here real fast. Share screen and Chrome tab, and here we go. I mean, the reviews all over the place. You got 9 out of 10, 3 out of 10. Here, you got this guy saying, never played Halo, but this show is poorly done. Then this guy here, 4 out of 10, mediocre.
Nightmare show.
Here's another one. 3 out of 10, poor writing and casting. But,
casting. No, casting didn't look bad at all.
Yeah, you got Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah.
And then here's the lowest score. It's just why.
E-Man was not Xbox guy. He's more of a PlayStation mostly.
As a fan of the Halo games, this series is just disrespectful to the legacy of the Master Chief. So good this series is not canon. Why would they think it's a good idea to show the Chief's face in the series first instead of the games? Okay.
They showed the guy's face?
I guess so. Yeah, but you're not gonna satisfy everybody's expectations of a adaptation from a video game, right? I mean, it happened with Mortal Kombat 2, even though Mortal Kombat 1 was great. It happened with Street Fighter. It happened with Mario Brothers.
How dare you talk trash on those movies?
They were shit.
Okay. All those movies came out when we were like 12 years old. So at that point, did you really think that they were shitty?
At that time, they were okay for me because we were young and not cultured.
I mean, now as an adult, yeah, they're crappy. But at the time when they came out as kids, I'm going to give it a pass and say they were entertaining.
Yeah, when you're mindless 15-year-old trying to get vagina at that age, and yeah, everything is entertaining. Oh, on a side note, let me show this to Herbs as another recommendation to watch if he's got HBO Plus. Let me pull it up here. And we're going to head to the street. No, sorry, not that one.
What, is it the Diamond Dallas Page thing or what?
No, Genlock. If you got HBO Plus, two seasons of Genlock are on HBO right now. No, HBO Max. It's a pretty good show. It's about mechs and it's kind of like a Robotech with Gundam and Power Rangers kind of deal. And it's voiced by Michael B. Jordan, the black dude right there. And then the one in the green, she's voiced by Macy Williams, the girl from
Game
of Thrones. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
The other three, I don't know the resumes, but they're great supporting cast as well.
Oh yeah. Hey, Taxi Cab Confession was one of the best shows on HBO.
No, Dream On was. Next to Real Sex.
Dream On was really good. Yeah. Dream On was really good with Brian Benben, right?
Brian Benben, yes. Yes. You know, that was like my really good first exposure to nice boobs, other than Revenge of the Nerds, was that. Was that show?
If you've actually watched it, like, because I found the show, like, as an adult, it's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Like, I remember catching it on HBO as a kid and just being mesmerized by it. But actually, when you watch it as an adult, it's a pretty funny show.
It's a guy just trying to get laid and trying to be a single dad.
Yeah.
It was our Sex in the City.
No, don't say that. How dare you say that? Entourage was a Sex in the City for guys, all right?
Well, because there's four of them. When Brian Benner was alone most of the time.
Yeah, well, yeah. But Sex in the City was like four girls.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Point taken. Touché.
Ashen, thank you for asking. I'm doing better. Still a little discomfort, but it's getting better daily, day by day. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you should go watch it, E-Man.
Yeah, you have been pushing it, and I haven't been watching it myself, but I plan to watch it eventually. The only thing I can't wrap. I'm not saying it's bad art, but it's like CGI and animation, you know? It's got computer and they try to do computer and anime at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. It takes some getting used to. It's clean. The transitions aren't bad. It works fine.
That's why I recorded the Blade anime on Cartoon Network. I can't get into it because of the art.
The Blade anime?
On Cartoon Network, yeah.
I thought that was on Spike TV. No, that was the live show.
No, there was a new Blade one on Cartoon Network. The Saturday night anime hour or whatever, Toonami.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Do not mess with Entourage. That's my show. Listen, Entourage was like early 2000-ish. And I was like trying to live that life, man. I was really trying to live that Entourage life.
He did live that life. He did. There are stories.
There are stories. There are no stories.
But, you know, they will live and die within AJ now. Since he won't let us tell those stories.
Let's talk about that new Joker scene that came out today. Well, not didn't come out today, but I guess it was either leaked
or just that because Batman is jumping on from the big screen to the small screen probably with the middle of April. I think they started to stream the outtakes and the edited scenes before they come out with it. And my dog is barking. All right, let me play the trailer and I'll go on mute real quick here just so I can shut her up. Let's see here. Let me share the screen.
Wait, are we watching the whole 5 minutes of it?
No, I gotta find a 2 minute clip.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
All right, so we got Batman here, and he's giving some paperwork on the other side of a, I guess, jail cell room thingy. And we see the back of a character who is supposed to be the Joker.
Present.
I'm not feeling this still like this look.
It's a serial killer. I want your perspective. First anniversary paper. Why makes you think I come so cheap?
I thought you'd be curious.
You think I could offer this stuff?
Don't you?
You have big dreams.
Looks like he's burnt.
Well, I think it's a play on the Fox show.
Okay.
With the Commissioner Gordon show.
Gotcha.
His violence is so baroque. Oh, he makes little puzzles, doesn't he? So meticulous. Like he'd been planning this.
Oh yeah, he walked for a while.
I know who he is.
Damn it, Eds! Oh man.
All right. We don't even see the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not really feeling that Joker too much. Maybe just because it's a snippet. It's hard to top the last couple of Jokers that we've been fortunate to see, right? I mean, we saw Heath Ledger. We saw
Jack Nicholson.
That was a long time ago. I was thinking more Heath and Joaquin Phoenix.
That's the guy I was talking about. I think they're trying to play off with this Joker from Gotham.
Gotcha. I heard this Joker was really good, actually.
Yeah, well, they pulled him out of the one show on Showtime. Fuck. I forgot the name of that show, but yeah, they pulled him off from there just to have him do this show.
Okay. Let me ask you something, because I have not yet watched the new Batman movie, all right? You know how, like, it seems like this movie is a little more grounded, right? Kind of like Dark Knight stuff, right?
Right.
And you know how the last couple years we've seen, like, Justice League and Batman versus Superman, and that's more fantastical, right? Could the current Batman, the Twilight verse Batman, could that work well with a more fantasy, sci-fi-ish thing, or is it good? It's too grounded.
Remember what happened with the Batman Begins and into Dark Knight and Dark Knight Returns? It was grounded at first, and then it kind of evolved into this fantastical world.
There was no superhuman element. They kind of made Bane a little superhumanish, but not like over the top. There wasn't like monsters or like, you know, meta humans.
Yeah, but you also had Ra's al Ghul, who was sort of a meta human because he was dipped in that goo and kind of came back to life or kept him young.
That was never a part of the storyline in the Nolanverse, though.
I swear it was.
No, because he dies in the first one and he comes back as hallucinations.
Hmm.
But that's about it. So they never explore the Lazarus Pit.
Well, then going back to your question, then I say yes, it will work out because the way I interpreted Dark Knight Returns, I got more fantastical from the grounded Batman.
Okay. So this current iteration, they can pull off like meta humans.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So are you saying that Joker is a metahuman and not a, just a regular dude with makeup?
No, he's not a metahuman, but I mean, I was just kind of curious how grounded is this current Batman movie? How grounded is it? And will we ever see Robert Pattinson's Batman like go up against like a metahuman or come across Wonder Woman or Superman or something like that?
Everyone's got a point. Yeah, the bomb at the end of Dark Knight Returns. But when you go back to the Batman with Pattinson, remember there was a grenade on the dude's head that exploded right in his face.
I haven't watched it.
Well, that's the only spoiler again. So we're talking about a 10-foot distance between the grenade and Batman. Okay. All right, so I would say him surviving that is fantastical.
Okay, again, like I haven't seen it, so that's why I'm asking questions.
I'm not going to spoil the rest for you, but it's on its way to being at that level where Dark Knight Return is, but it won't get too campy like Batman Forever.
Batman and Robin.
Batman with and Robin,
Freeze?
Yeah,
or whichever one that was, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it got it kind of evolved more from what Jim Carrey was Joker and who was the other? Oh, was it
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones, yeah. But then they evolved to more campy with Arnold
Schwarzenegger and all the puns.
Yeah, yeah.
Took a chill pill or whatever he says.
Yeah. Oh, that was horrible. Horrible.
Do I need to watch Batman in the theater or can I wait?
You can wait for the streaming.
But the question is, will I miss some sort of experience? Because I had a coworker tell me that you have to watch it in the theater because it plays with the dark and you need to watch it in a screen that can play well with darkness.
Yeah, but it's minor. It's minor. Okay. It's more of the sound because the downbeat of the new Batman theme goes with his footsteps. And that's how he kind of makes his entrance in every time he jumps in to get in some action. It sounds like the Darth Vader theme as well, but just a little bit slower.
And okay.
You need that downplaying bass in order for you to get that little chill in the back of your spine where it's like, oh shit, Batman's here.
Okay. I don't know if you know, but I guess the director, I don't know how accurate this is, but the director had told all the movie theaters that they have to play the movie in a specific light setting for viewers to catch the full experience. And I'm like, wow, because it's so dark. And I was like, wow, shit, I didn't know that.
Dude, I'm nearsighted. It won't make a difference to me.
Okay. So if I watch it at home, I'm not gonna miss too much.
No. Unless you're a really big cinephile like E-Man is, then yeah, I'm all for you going to the theater and watch it since they'll probably be small crowds now. Okay. But if you're not, and you just want to watch it for the story and just getting to know things, then yeah, go watch it when it streams.
All right. Is Brian Benben in it by any chance?
Sure. I don't know what other work he's doing right now. I think he's like 70 years old now.
I'm looking up Brian Benben right now. He's only 65, dude. He's pretty young.
I told you. He's 70 years old.
He was in a show called Imposters. Okay. I got to look up what he's been on, man. Brian Benben. And then did you ever watch Arliss?
Arliss? No.
The one with Robert Wolher, I think his name is.
Yeah, I think that was also on HBO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you I didn't have HBO during 1999 to this year.
Okay.
Robert Wall. I missed out on all that. Yeah, Robert Wall was the guy from the first Batman anyway. He played the guy that liked Vicky Vale.
Vicky Vale? Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I agree. Tommy Lee Jones should have played Two-Face straight. Yeah. You know, I think the thing with Tommy Lee Jones is because you know him more as a serious actor. I guess I don't know if they call that a method actor or whatever, but he's known for his silly or not. He's known for his serious roles. So this time around, I think he finally got to show like a wacky side. So he was like, I'm going to fucking play it up.
Yeah, he did ham it up because after this, he went back to the serious side and did Men in Black.
Men in Black, U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Two-Face was really much of a stretch for him. And he was probably doing it for his kids. I mean, shit, he was on, what was that Earthquake movie? Volcano?
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Let me see.
But yeah, he played a straight guy there too. I don't mean essentially straight, but just a serious dude that, you know, trying to get shit done.
What was that disaster movie? Volcano.
Volcano. And then also on Deep Impact, right?
I don't think he was in Deep Impact.
He was one of the astronauts.
Let's see. Deep Impact film.
1998.
No, he wasn't in there.
Oh, that was Robert Duvall. That was Robert Duvall.
Okay. I didn't know my boy Elijah Wood was in this movie. Oh, Jon Favreau was in it too.
Wow. Oh, that. So try hosting that movie as well. I don't think it really did well.
Yeah. I was going to ask you another question. I lost my train of thought now.
Was it TV, movie, or comic book related?
Could have been a little bit of everything. I lost my train of thought.
That's all right. It happens. Welcome to old age.
Oh, what are you up to this weekend?
Let's see. I got two. Oh, yeah. I have an electrician coming in to do the ceiling fan because I can't fucking reach it because it's at 15 feet above my head and I don't have a scaffolding for that. Otherwise, I'm going through the comic book collection and seeing what I can get rid of for cheap just to make some room for more comic books.
All right.
What about you?
I'm glad you asked. Thank you for asking. This Sunday, I will be at a sports card store called Diamond Nine Sports Card in the city of Placentia. They're actually doing like – I actually went to the store last weekend. It's a pretty big store. They're actually having an event on Sunday where you can sell like – it's mainly – a sports card shop, but this week Sunday is going to be like a more toy Funko event. So I'm going to get a table there, and if anyone is in SoCal, hit me up and I'll be there.
Do you have stickers that you want to give away over there? Or
I got stickers. I got stickers. Yeah, right. I might even do some giveaways there if someone goes to the shop and mentions the Sealess Villains to me, I will personally give them a free comic book for the first person.
Is it one of our Beyond the Breach?
No, I do not have any copies of Beyond the Breach with me.
Luke still has them. Luke still has them. Okay.
I will give away a free comic. So come to Diamond Nine Sports in Placentia.
Yeah, you'll put the address up right now, or are you going to put it on your socials?
I'll give the address right now.
Don't worry, AJ doesn't bite. He is, however, shy. But if you offer him a hot dog, he will say hi to you for a dollar.
There's a. Are you talking about a little story? That yeah, I feel like you're trying to call back to a story. But yeah, I don't know.
You're about that life.
1850 North Placentia Avenue, Placentia, California. I'll be there Sunday. I'm gonna have a table, so come through, guys. If you live in SoCal, I'll be there.
Oh, he's also a little bit of a germaphobe, so carry your own.
I am a germaphobe, that's for sure.
Yeah,
carry I'll your have own. My own set of wipes and you know, I was thinking about that. I'm gonna have to like, because I bought a card reader, right? Yeah. And you know, like if people buy stuff and they have to use a card reader, that means they're gonna have to like sign on my phone or whatever, right? So I'm gonna have to buy a bunch of alcohol, bring a bunch of alcohol wipes. So I have to wipe my phone or my tablet anytime.
The thing with Apple Pay, I think you can just tap the back of the phone in order to activate the Apple Pay too.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I bought a Square reader. Everyone said that. So I don't know if I've never used this. I've never even done anything like this before. So this is my first go around to see how this all works out for me.
No, well, if anything, get cash.
Yeah.
Get petty cash.
That I have, but I was talking to the guy who was holding the event. He suggested get a Square reader.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wear your mask. You get to touch AJ only after he disinfects himself.
Yeah. WonderCon is next weekend. Are you going?
Nah, when I was shopping around for airline tickets from Southwest, mm-hmm. everything went up 60%. So I fear that's going to be a little bit tough on the budget when when 80% of my budget is going to be going to the travel and not buying stuff from people at WonderCon. So like, I'll miss out.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I haven't even bought tickets. I don't even know if I'm going
to
go.
Well, I did talk to Aaron Bartling. Like, if we do decide to go, that, you know, we should all get together and grab some drinks after the event. But, you know, you can still do that since you guys are local.
Yeah. Just
bring John Jang with you.
Yeah, I know. I did talk to John. I talked to who else did I hit up? I hit up John Boy, too. They're both going off. I guess Aaron's going too. All three of them are going.
Yeah, they are.
I may go Sunday because it's going to be the slow day just to check it out. I might maybe bring my nephew if he can come along with me. So we'll see.
Just somebody to lug your shit around? Follow you and get in line?
No. If I go Sunday, that is just a hangout day and nothing else. Like I looked into the exclusives, nothing caught my eye, so that's why I'm not really big on going. But yeah, if you guys are gonna be in WonderCon, hit me up. I may be going Sunday. Not for sure, but there is a chance.
Maybe I'll make a last minute trip. We'll see how the week goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how the week goes.
But I don't even know if I'm gonna go. Like did you look at the lineup? The lineup it's decent, but it doesn't seem like they're putting any effort because of COVID, you know.
Yeah, but they're lifting sanctions and not sanctions, but
restrictions
already. We should be fine. I think that people are still worried of the situation out there, so maybe they didn't get booked. But, you know, maybe they're saving the big names for the big show in July.
Yeah, I feel like WonderCon, only people that are really going as far as guests are mainly like 80% are going to be local artists and writers and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But usually there's a lot more names that you see.
Well, probably because everything is opening up now that a lot of the folks that we're used to seeing at WonderCon got booked already for that weekend too.
Could be, yeah. I don't know. There's still a week. We'll see.
Oh well, if you see John, just touch his butt for me.
Oh, don't stop it. Stop it, man. Oh, we're still going to do a giveaway, guys. I've got to meet up. We've got to brainstorm on how we're going to do that giveaway. But we do have the books. We hit the 200 subscribers, so we have not forgotten. We'll be doing that shortly. Maybe in the next couple of weeks, we'll do the giveaway.
Yay! 200 subscribers!
Let's see here. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. That way we can get to 500 subscribers. That's the next goal. And we hope that we can get that a lot quicker than we got 200. Like half that, if maybe even a quarter of that time.
I don't know. We spent 3 weeks campaigning to get 26 more people to sign up. I think we can do it if we keep campaigning for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, we also get more fans anyway.
Yeah. Red, what's our hotline?
Oh, 209-975-7597. Hey, if we don't use it, we lose it. So come on, dude. You gotta text us. You gotta call us. You gotta leave messages. There's some people who do it every other week, and I'm really appreciative of them. It's mostly Andrew. We love Andrew, but you know. It's the porn that he sends me.
Oh, okay. All right. We can't be shown that.
I can't show that. That's not worthy for the show.
Yeah. And you know, we will give you guys life advice too. Don't forget. For life coaches.
Life coaches, we can give you, financial advice too. We're crypto dealers on the side. We'll tell you to buy Dogecoin, what was the other ones? Oh, yeah. Well, shit ton of crypto out there. We'll tell you all about NFTs. You know, nice fucking titties.
All right. Okay. Anything else you want to add, Red?
Yeah. Let's see. We might show up again for... what's the one in Oregon? Well, I know Luke's going to be grabbing the table at the next convention up there. You'll see me there helping them as well. Nice. Look for us throughout the year. We'll hit more of the convention scene, probably getting more exposure for us and for our fans, getting to know us. Because the last convention I went to, I actually got two people that recognized me from the streets. And one of them is another podcaster that from Team Nerdy. And then Big Mike, one of my IG followers.
Nice. Great dude.
So we're getting our name out there. It's going to be fun, and we'll go out there, take our shirts off, have fun with our fans.
You guys will take your shirts off. You guys can do that.
What's up, Sam?
Oh, and speaking of other conventions, I'll be at the Star Wars Celebration at the end of May. So look for me there, hit me up, and maybe we can, grab a drink or something after the con. Other than that, guys,
make AJ pay for the drink. they'll expense it.
Hey, you know what? If someone wants to meet up at Star Wars Celebration, I will get the first round for sure.
There you go. Attaboy! Expense that.
With that being said, guys, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday talking more nerdy pop culture-y stuff, right? Thank you, guys. Peace out. Aren't you going to say later, Red, or something?
Oh, yeah. Bangarang!
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Seedless Villains and Seedless Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.